Is Cowboy coming or what?
I'm here.
Oh, fuck. When did you get in here?
You didn't
say nothing. Damn, you scared the shit out of me. I didn't even know you were fucking in here.
Was used by President Wilson to sign the 19th Amendment.
What's that?
The amendment allowing women to vote. Until then, not a woman here could vote no matter what age. But the 19th Amendment struck down that restrictive rule.
Why'd they go and do that?
Why'd they do that?
Cowboy, yeah, you gonna get some shoes today?
Probably some ice cream.
What's up, ECFL? Welcome to another episode of The Elites. I'm your host, as always, Aaron 1054. Tonight, the co-host, as always, is Canes 87.
Yo, yo.
We have the magical, mythical, legend Cowboy Jim back with us tonight.
I'm back, bitches.
This ball-headed guy who looks like Mr. Clean with a kick-ass beard. Beard on blast.
That's right.
And, We would have had Kickler, but his wife and him are expecting a little boy in the next day or so. So
baby gate.
Yeah, he used his new child as an excuse to dodge the podcast.
Are you surprised?
Well, I mean, I did tell him earlier. I think I'm more excited for this kid, for him to have this kid, than he is, because I get to get all the fun baby love, but I get to give it back. I'm like, here. You deal with that.
Sure.
I'm going back to my house. No, but in all seriousness, I'm excited. I'm really excited for him. I know he is, but
we know why Beard's on the podcast.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just to see if he got player lead.
No, no. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
He doesn't even care that he won 66-6. He just cares if he won player of the week or
he's
not.
A homer.
No, see, that's not true. Because if that was what I really cared about, then I would also care about winning 66-6 because it'd be selfish play only.
Valid. And I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. This is part of the reason you were there. I'll eat crow because I predicted y'all had no chance. I thought for sure y'all would lose. And y'all mollywopped ULL and surprised the shit out of me. So
don't worry, we were surprised.
And them winning wasn't really the surprise. It was how bad.
It was how they did it. Yeah, it was. I fully expected that to be like a really close game, a tight game, which I know originally you said you were seeing some stuff in some of your Sims that was
yeah,
looking good.
In some of my Sims.
Some of them that was looking good, but
Sims?
Somebody did.
What are Sims?
What are those? I don't know what they are.
You better learn.
All I know, I'm strictly an AI guy. That's all I know.
I mean, I would trust the AI.
About as far as I can throw it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the only person that would trust the AI. But I guess let's go ahead and see if Beard's player actually won player of the week. Canes, you got those for us?
Yeah, and we're gonna do defense first.
Oh, of course. We got to.
I mean, I don't know what we're concerned about. I didn't win.
The nominees for Defensive Player of the Week were strong safety Chris Gentry of Oregon State, linebacker Jameson Price of UTSA, linebacker Terry Harrison, Fresno, defensive end El Jefe de Goat, North Dakota State, strong safety Zumi Anderson, Arizona State, defensive end Jackson Briggs, Arizona State, strong safety Tommy Guns of UCF, strong safety Malcolm Ali of UCF, and linebacker Shad Means Business, Army.
I was a homer. I voted for El Jefe de Goat. He had a great game and a long stat line, so I was all over that.
Yeah, I figure I didn't win. I figure I didn't win offensive because I didn't have a good enough stat line.
It wasn't long enough.
No, we're talking about defense. Let's get the defense.
Missing the interceptions. No, I think I actually voted for LFA too.
I went with the longest stat line.
No, it fits, Shad.
So you went out Hefe as well?
The defensive end?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, how do you argue against a defensive end that got a pick six?
Right.
Yeah. It's almost,
don't get me wrong. I would love to, but you just can't.
Yeah, you really can't. And I think that was my sway. Like, you expect the defensive end to have, you know, quite a few tackles and a couple tackles for a loss, and you would hope for a couple sacks. But the pick six is what that swayed me big time.
Well, we ended up with 75 votes.
All 75 went to the defensive end.
Coming in second with 10 votes. Close. Was Jameson Price of UTSA. Coming in first with 38 of the 75, which was just barely over half, was defensive end El Jefe de Goat with 8 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, a pick, and a touchdown.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, he had a good game.
With filling bottles.
Run away.
Kelby, did you say you were popping bottles over there?
No, like she popping was like bottles. Asking me what these were, what the spouts were for, and I'm like, they go into bottles.
I thought you were popping bottles at your house. I was like, I want to be there.
They're popping baby bottles.
Oh, anyway, let's see who won this offensive player of the week.
All right, nominees were, of course, quarterback Justin Duke of Army, wide receiver DeAndre Wright of Army, halfback Jacoby Cobb of Rutgers, quarterback Leighton Lee of UCF, quarterback Tristan Dixon of Baylor, wide receiver Chach Menino, North Dakota State, quarterback Smoke Rivers of North Dakota State, halfback Zylo Zooms of UTSA, and quarterback Bryce Walker II of UTSA.
Well, I'll come out openly and say I really did try to click on everybody but Justin Duke, and I just couldn't make it make sense. So I did vote for Justin Duke.
Which one was Justin Duke's?
He had like 88 touchdowns and 500 yards passing.
I had 400 some yards passing, 60 yards rushing, 7 passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, that'd be the one I voted for.
Yeah, legitimate. Like, I tried to click on like his wide receiver even. I think he had 4 touchdowns and 100 and something yards receiving, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It wouldn't be fair.
No, I thought there was a real good argument for Jacoby Cobb. He finished with 42 attempts, 313 yards, and 5 touchdowns, along with 6 catches for 47 yards.
Fun story. I did vote for my running back, or my half my wide receiver.
I was gonna say your running back wasn't there.
Your wide receiver? Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Modest.
All right. Well, coming in second with 19 of the 75 was
Justin
Jacoby
Duke.
Cobb.
Oh, I thought, I swear to God, I thought you were about to say Justin Duke.
Coming in first with 32 of the 75, it's quarterback Justin Duke of Army with
first time.
61, 460 yards, 7 touchdowns, 11 attempts, 68 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, you can't argue with eight total touchdowns. That's
against the number one team.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That was just a sim where every single thing that possibly could have went right for us went right.
Yeah, you get those every now and then, and then sometimes you get the one. We had that one against y'all last year.
Yeah,
and then hell, Cowboy had one against us this year.
No, not everything went right. The last 3 minutes went right.
We scored 21 points in 3 minutes, so I'd say pretty much everything went right. but yeah, it was a surprise game, honestly. I'm still surprised by it. I'm not gonna lie. But congratulations, Beard, on your first ever offensive player of the week. Well deserved there, and congratulations to El Jefe de Goat on his defensive player of the week.
Well deserved.
He tried all year to get it last year by putting himself in the triple option.
Yeah.
That's where he had the ball all the time.
He attempted.
I mean, I even tied the record for rushing touchdowns in a game.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah. Well, Canes, do you want to do the coaches poll, or do you want to nominate somebody else?
Fine. Okay. I got it right here.
I'm interested to see how this turns out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I had a lot of people all over the place, except for one.
Like I said last week, this is only going to get crazier because unless Army can stay undefeated, obviously they won't go anywhere. But as for everybody else, two back through like 10 or 12, everybody's still got to play each other.
You're assuming I'm going to get to one. That's not a guarantee in this league.
No, it's guaranteed this week at least.
Not the way I took GSP's rankings at first, because he did it on the spreadsheet and he sorted it. So then I just took the numbers and put it into the regular spots, and I was like, how the fuck you got Army at 12?
That doesn't even make sense.
Had Oregon State at 7. Had, I think, number 2 was somebody that had 1 win. I was like, this don't seem right. Then I realized what I did.
Oh, okay.
After I messaged him asking if he knew what the rankings actually were.
Did you do this shit on purpose?
All right. So, starting at the bottom, we now have a tie for number 17 between San Diego State and Oregon State.
Hmm.
Coming in at 16 is Cincinnati. 15, Baylor. 14, Coastal Carolina. And 13, Northwestern.
I just don't know how Oregon State hasn't moved out of 18 since they got there. How do you tie them?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, that's no slight to Oregon State. It's just you've been there for like 4 weeks now. How do you justify tying them with somebody who hasn't?
I don't know. But they did. I mean, it's a back and forth thing right here. 18-17, 18-17, 17-18, 18-17. So it's back and forth. Mm. And then one person had them at 16. I'm not sure who that was, but.
No surprise there.
I actually had somebody that wasn't in that bottom six at 17. So I don't know how that happened either.
I want to know how Baylor drops another spot after taking Arizona State to the wire.
And beating NDSU.
I think the problem was is somebody behind you beat somebody and jumped you.
Rutgers. That's all it was, is Rutgers moved up. I'll go ahead and let y'all know that. We'll get to the next part and you'll see. So that was through 18 through 13. So we got number 12, Rutgers. Number 11, Maryland. Number 10, UTSA. Number 9, best ranking ever, Texas Tech. Number 8, Fresno State. And number 7, Wake Forest.
I don't know. I'm not. It's just starting to get so jumbled up.
Yeah.
This one beats this one. The other one beat that one. This one loses to this one beat that one.
This is where it gets really hard for people, because, and I mean everybody. It gets really hard because it's no longer so simple as I can just go look at, oh, these two already, they played, so they beat them. Now you're starting to get three-way ties where somebody else beat somebody else, and they beat them, and then they beat them.
Yeah,
you can't just say, oh, we beat them, so we should be ahead. Well, this team also beat this team, so which is ranked a lot higher than what y'all are or something. So
this is where it starts becoming, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly. And I want to – remind me when we get to the end, I want to – touch on something with the rankings, but I'm going to wait to hear the rest of them before we do.
New conspiracy theory.
Not really. It's just a question, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
Props out to Texas Tech, though. Won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
Sitting only undefeated team in the American Conference.
Yeah, they look good.
So,
which is crazy. If you'd have told me that when we picked books and everything.
3-2, 3-0 with the Air Force book, and they haven't switched it.
Yeah, they have not.
All right, top six. Sorry. Coming in at number six is Arizona State. Number five, North Dakota State. Number four, dropping from one, ULL. Number three, Central Florida. Number two, Army.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. It's Appalachian State.
How many first place votes did Appalachian State get?
None. Oh, Army really? Received all 15 votes to be
good. Good. Good.
That's borderline impressive.
Yeah, I was about to say it was actually done correctly this week. My question is, do you instead of what have you done for me lately? And like Beard touched on, I'm using this for instance. Say you have ASU in their number six. And they lost to number seven, but beat number four, some form of craziness. Instead of going off of what have you done for me lately, should we start trying to implement some sort of like strength of schedule or strength of record or, you know, trying to say that, hey, you know, they have two losses, but they've also played one of the hardest schedules in the league or –
Well, all the coaches have access to that Beard has, whether they use it or not.
See, that's my question. I want to make sure that somebody, when it comes down to playoff seeding, doesn't get screwed because they have two losses to, you know, some teams, but they have the hardest schedule in the league, and they get put behind somebody who's got the same amount of losses, but they looked better in the last game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're say ASU played an absolute gauntlet and they didn't look as great, but they had the same record.
I mean, at this point in the season, it's just hard to do it.
It is.
As you get closer to the end of the season, you got to start taking everything into account, making sure, you know, is this team better than this team? Make sure everybody's in the right position.
And I would agree because it's going to get nothing more than even more jumbled.
And this has been the hardest season to do it just because everybody's a lot more
balanced. There's upsets everywhere, yeah. And
think about it, Maryland should have upset App State.
Baylor beat us. There's been a lot. I mean, Army hung 66 and kept ULL from scoring a touchdown. I mean, if you're going off of what have you done for me lately, that looks horrific.
To me, that's the thing that really blows my mind is how lopsided that game was. Like, I knew there was a shot we could win. I mean, I even said that if I was going to attack something, and for everybody who's not privy to our private conversations, I said that if I was going to attack something this week, it was their pass defense because I thought that was their weakest point. And so we went in there doing just that. But I had no idea it was going to turn out 66-6.
And it wasn't – and like me and Vegeta said, you know, me and Vegeta called the game, and like we said, there wasn't a turnover until like 3 minutes left in the game. Like, so there wasn't a ton of turnovers where they were throwing pick sixes and y'all were just eating them up. It was a clean game. There was no penalties. There was no turnovers. It was just complete dominance by Army. I mean, that's all there was. It wasn't even a game. It was a blowout.
Yep, exactly. And, I mean, you know, ULO, y'all had a great season so far, but whatever game plan you had just wasn't ready for what they had.
And that's not what – I'm not trying to take anything away from ULL because, like I said, I picked ULL to beat Army. I was one of the four. It was me, Canes, Vegeta, and Dissolve. We all four picked ULL over Army. I just think that what have you done for me lately plays a huge part in how an undefeated team goes from one to what they go to, three or four?
Four, yeah.
Exactly.
I think I was about to say, I think the thing there though is the fact that they did get absolutely.
Yeah, they got mollywopped. It's like I said, I said that a couple times. Mollywopped. I was hoping people actually heard that. That's a Southern slang. I know you understand it. Most everybody here understands it because you're from the Southern side.
Mollywopped.
Good old mollywopping. But speaking of mollywops, let's get into these pick'ems. And I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know, Dissolve is by far the worst guest picker in the history of guest pickers. And I called that on the podcast last week.
We were all saying it.
Yeah, he went a whopping 3-6. That's horrific. After this past week, we had one perfect game, one perfect slate, and that was Ted. Ted went 9-0.
Make his head a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Kickler, Cowboy, Canes, and myself all went 8-1. Vegeta and Beard went 7-2. So we all had a pretty good week. I think this is probably one of the best weeks across the board for our pick'ems that we've had.
In a little while, yeah.
Yeah. So that leaves Ted by himself in first place at 33-12 overall. Kickler, Cowboy, and Vegeta tied for second at 32-13. Me and Beard tied for third at 31-14. And then Kane's all by his lonesome and fourth at 29-16.
I gained one on Beard.
You did gain a game on Beard, as did I. Because
you almost gained, would have gained two if I screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. So Ted's got a 4-game lead on Canes in last. So from first to fourth, there's a 4-game difference, and then everybody else is just 1 game back from the spot above them. Just 1 game back.
Damn.
Yeah, Cowboy, I called. I don't know if you listened to the podcast last week, but I called you out. I was waiting on your absolute crumble, because the past couple seasons you've killed it like this, and then you get toward the end of the season and you start going crazy on me.
Well, that I did miss a week.
He did miss a week, but we picked for it.
No, yeah, yeah.
Told him what happened.
Yeah, we picked it up. He told us. He told me last week he cheated for you. Don't worry.
Which could backfire on me.
Wait, I was talking about last season. I missed a week.
No,
this week you missed one. But I think it was during your move and stuff. So I'll give you.
Well, I screenshotted it and I just never sent it in.
We'll give you a free pass. Did Ted send his picks in?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna let you tell me what Ted's pick is. Did Vegeta send his?
Did you not look in chat? That's why I asked if Kickler did his.
I got Kickler's because Kickler did. He told me.
I'll pull up Vegeta's.
Kickler wants me to read his like Corso.
He probably wrote out everything.
No,
he said that. Vegeta did not send his.
He did. I just looked at it.
Ted Stern sent his.
You can stay on Ted. I got Vegeta's.
No, Kickler.
Oh,
said,
way back. Okay, I found it.
He said, "I don't want them to see my picks before they are read live." He said it was going to be a fun breakdown on the show. I was like, "I'll try to keep up and make it worthy." Oh my God, what the hell?
I guess that's why he wants you to keep it secret.
My God. All right, so. Kicking us off, week 6, Monday night, 7:00 Eastern, is App State and Texas Tech. Who does Ted have?
Let's type in. Ted has App State.
Okay. Cowboy, who you got?
App State.
Cowboy's got App State. Vegeta has App State.
Yep.
Okay. Kickler has. Where's he at? Not so fast. Kickler went Texas Tech.
Wow. Ooh.
already gained a game on him.
He went Texas Tech. He said, probably going to be a bad week for me in picks, but was going to be a fun breakdown. At least he's honest. Beard, who you got?
I have App State.
As I also have App State. I don't know
why. Yeah, I'm not jumping on the kickler bandwagon there.
No, I'm not either.
Sorry, Matt and Julian, but
yeah, not
until you beat a top tier team, you ain't gonna get that.
Not gonna happen. All right, so going to the 8:30 game, you have Baylor and Fresno. Who does Ted? Ted has Fresno State. Cowboy, who you got?
Okay, so I want y'all to keep in mind, I haven't ran a sim since before I moved. That was well before the North Dakota game. It was well before the North Dakota game. I won that one. Did not sim last week for Arizona State either. Barely lost that one. I think I'm on a good roll at running no sims. I'm taking Baylor.
That's going to probably change my pick.
Like if I'm doing this without running sims, I'm taking my chances. It may be a stupid call, but I think I the last 2 weeks I might have a shot to take Fresno.
Hey, believe in yourself. I got you. I'm on board. Vegeta took Fresno State, as did Kickler. Beard, who do you have?
I also have the Fresno State Bears.
I also have the Fresno State.
It's Bears, right? They're Bears, aren't they?
I don't think they are Bears.
Bulldogs.
They're the Bulldogs, yeah.
Baylor's the Bears. You combining teams there.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's exactly right. You got it.
The man, baby, bear pig.
Kane's, it's tough with Cowboys taking Baylor.
I know I seriously thought about it. I thought,
but the fact that he's taking Baylor is just because he hasn't sinned and played good.
So
Fresno didn't look good last week, or in the first half the week before. Oh man, you Baylor.
Oh snap. Jumping on board. I hear ya. That brings us to Tuesday night, 7:00. You have Army Black Knights at Maryland Terrapins.
And you have not been reading his like kick Corso.
Well, he didn't actually write anything out, so I'm not good at this. I'm trying not to screw it up that bad. I would rather just read it normal and not screw it up. But I'll try.
Because you got Black Knights and you got.
I'm gonna go
Black
with the
Knights and Terrapins.
With the Black Knights because they have swords. And
against the turtle.
Against the turtles, but the turtles have shells.
Dissolving thinks they're fish.
Oh yeah, I think he was thinking tilapia. Dude,
what? He was calling them fish the other night, and I was like, "Where do you get fish from?"
Ted has got Army. Cowboy, where you at?
Army.
Cowboy's got Army. Vegeta's got Army. Well, Army has tanks and guns, and Maryland's a turtle. So the tank can drive over and crush the turtle. So
not to mention the blowing them up part.
We're gonna save the 50 mil mortars and the 30 mil shells, and we're just gonna run them over with our tank. So I'm going Army. Beard, who you got? Army.
Yeah, I got Army.
I also have Army.
Yeah, give me Army.
Kane's has Army. Okay, so Tuesday. Oh, so another good game. Well, say it's gonna be a good game. The nightcap is Central Florida at Louisiana Lafayette, Ragin' Cajuns. Ted has UCF, obviously. Cowboy, who you got?
Come back to me. I'm still thinking about
okay.
that one.
Vegeta has ULL, and Kickler has the Knights because they're golden, and they also have swords and horses and Cajuns. I don't know. I don't think I would take a knight with a sword and a horse over some crazy ass Cajuns. That's just me. But Kickler did. Kickler took UCF. So Ted's UCF, Kickler's UCF, Vegeta's ULL. Cowboy, your turn.
I don't know. I did vote Army to win last week, but I do not feel ULL performed the way they should have, and hopefully that was a fluke. I'm taking ULL.
Mm. Beard, who you got?
I actually took Central Florida.
I also have Central Florida. Canes, who you got?
I'm also going to go with the Knights because they have guns and shit.
They have guns and shit. yeah, I if we want to break this down for a little bit, I'm not feeling too shabby about ULL. I know we talked about their schedule a little bit, and it wasn't quite as weak as Army's, but it's still not the greatest. And how Army absolutely just mollywopped them has me scared to death, because UCF is really good. So it's going to be they'd have to prove me wrong again this week, but got to go with UCF.
You expect them to come out, you know, fired up, but
I would hope. I would really hope. I want that to be, you know, a barn burner, you know, last second field goal, great game, which it all intents and purposes, it could be. It should be.
3 minutes.
Yeah, one of those games. But anything's better than 66-6.
This is true.
That takes us to Wednesday. You have Rutgers at Cincinnati. Tedford took Rutgers. Vegeta took Rutgers. Kickler also thinks that Rutgers are knights, and they use their swords and they stab the Bearcats. So he went Rutgers.
Jesus Christ, I just realized we got three knights.
Yeah, we do. Cowboy, where are you at?
Rutgers.
And y'all are all in the same division, too.
Cowboys got Rutgers. I have Rutgers. Beard, who you got?
Rutgers.
Beard has Rutgers.
Oh, I'm going to get some ice cream.
But Canes, who you got?
Someone's sneezing. He goes, I'm going to get some ice cream.
I need some ice cream. It's like a damn sign. Like somebody with diabetes. They check their sugar. Oh, I need some ice cream. Came to you.
After the way Rutgers looked last week, they need to keep you in the ball, Jacoby Cobb.
Facts.
And, you know, Cincinnati comes in. They are 11th against the rush on defense. I think Cobb has a great game and Rutgers wins easily.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I think that's the first unanimous. No, it's not. Army was unanimous and Rutgers was, so the next pick is also not going to be unanimous. That moves us to San Diego.
Well, John.
And Oregon State, the Beavers. They're the Furry Beavers, though. Ted took the Furry Beavers. Vegeta took a whale's vagina. Cowboy?
He took a what?
You've never seen Anchorman?
Oh.
San Diego.
Oh. Well, going off my pick'ems, I have San Diego.
Kickler seems to think that a furry beaver can munch his way through an Aztec, so he took the furry beavers of Oregon State.
I'm pretty sure they had furry beavers.
Yeah, I would very vouch for that. Beard, who you got?
Ooh. See, I was kind of stuck on this one because I wasn't really sure, because these are not very good teams.
No.
I think I took San Diego State. I'm pretty sure I took San Diego State. Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure I took San Diego State.
I don't even know how I took either. I got to look.
I took San Diego State. Oh, I actually took ULL, but I'll change it to Central Florida.
Did you really?
Yeah. But I flipped it.
You flipper. I'm loading mine up now because I can't remember who I took out of this. These two behemoth teams here in this barn burner of a matchup that we got coming. Let's see. Predictions. I went with Rutgers. I already knew that. That was last game. I went with the Beavers. I went with Oregon State, the Furry Beavers. And we'll stick to that. Kane, so you got?
So looking at this, I mean, like Beard said, they're not very good teams. Offensively, San Diego State is 16th in scoring. Oregon State's 11th. I mean, that's probably about as good as it gets. Is Oregon State's good on offense normally. Eighth rushing the ball, fifth throwing the ball, but the third in turnovers and dead last in point differential. And then San Diego State is first in turnovers and next to last in point differential. And then, you know, Oregon State has one of the worst defensives. San Diego State is actually pretty good against the pass. They're actually second against the pass. But I think I'm going to have to go Oregon State just because they have the offense.
Oregon State.
And how the hell does a beaver choose through an Aztec?
I don't know. Ask Kickler.
They're not wood.
I mean, technically, they, with those teeth, if they can chew through wood, they can chew through flesh, right?
I'm pretty sure the Aztecs ate the furry beavers.
I mean, but in all reality, the tree is stronger than flesh.
It's the tree of life.
So, if so facto, they can chew through flesh. Anyway. Moving on.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. You set me off on that tangent. That's your fault. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, you got Northwestern at UTSA. Tedford's got UTSA. Vegeta's got UTSA. Kickler thinks the Roadrunners can peck their way through the Wildcats, and he took UTSA. Cowboy, who you got?
I'm taking UTSA as well.
Cowboys taking UTSA. I am taking UTSA. Beard, who you got?
UTSA.
Beard has UTSA. Kane, who you got?
I got...
Not so fast.
No.
UTSA.
That's what I thought.
And GSP wants to come on for a few minutes.
That'll be interesting, too. Ironically, we're at his game.
So let's hold on until he gets in here.
Because this is a surprise to me at the split for this game.
On the voting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
It doesn't come from overall anymore.
That's where it comes from.
Speaking of, I gotta get mine in.
He's got to go get a cheesecake now. And speaking of GSP...
What up?
What's up? Welcome to the live podcast.
Not much, man. Just on the way into work. How y'all doing?
Don't lie like you're actually working.
Wonderful.
Not yet. I try to do God's work over here, man, but it's hard sometimes.
We all know that ain't true.
Somebody's got to do it.
You're about to pick your game.
Yeah, I literally spent like 2.5 hours last night watching Young Guns 2 get paid like 20-something an hour. So yeah. I call it God's work, but other people frown on it.
Can't beat that with a stick.
Shit, no. Hell no.
Well,
hell, work, shit, no. Hell.
We're getting to the Thursday night 8:30 game between Coastal Carolina Chanticleers and the Wake Forest Demon.
Okay, Deacons. Before we pick that, since GSP's on, let's get him some guest picks.
Well, I want to touch on and I want to ask the question. Right now, Coastal Carolina has on this is on the website now. Right now, they have 49 picks to win to Wake Forest 32. Does that make any sense to you?
You said,
of course it
49
does.
To what?
To 32.
Okay. So it's not like it's a landslide, but I mean, it's still a pretty decent gap on that. I like it. I like it. Coastal Carolina by 20, man.
Oh,
course by 20.
Whoa.
Write that down. We're writing that down. That's going in.
Wait, we got to go backwards and get. Did you go back and get his picks for?
We will.
Okay, not yet. We will.
We got to see if he can be worse than our last one.
I just want to make sure that we get the Chanticleers by 20.
I got it.
I know. I see it.
Is now. That how you say that? Chanticleers?
That's how I say it.
I've been calling them Chanticleers.
Oh, that's like, what's that movie? That's off that movie. What is that movie? Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's old as shit. That tells you how old I am. It's got the chicken and the, oh, my God.
Family Guy?
I'm Googling it. Nope. I'm Googling that shit right now. It's almost like that.
What the hell?
Chanticleer is the name of the bad guy in that movie, but it's an old movie, and I'm gonna have to do it later because it's gonna take me forever to do it. But do y'all want to finish our picks, or do you want to go back and let GSP?
You talking about Rockadoodle?
It might be Rockadoodle. Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah. Chanticleer, Glenn Campbell played Chanticleer.
Yeah, he's the bad guy or whatever in the movie. Yeah.
God, that's why I ain't seen that shit forever.
I told you it was an old movie. What year was that?
91.
that's not that far.
I mean, it's not old, but...
That is old. Are you kidding me? I was 5 years old when that movie came out.
Jesus, fuck you're old.
31 years ago.
Hey, you shut your mouth. Yeah, you shut your mouth.
we're all going to jump on Jim.
Cowboy, because we're all the same age. I don't know how old GSP is, but I know me, Beard, and Canes are all the same age.
88, the greatest year on Earth.
No, 87.
86. It just keeps going
all
down.
Right, so somewhere between 86 and 88.
The late 80s. I mean,
the late 80s.
We are not millennials.
No.
I don't care how they want to wrap us into that.
No, we're not. We didn't have cell phones and shit until we were grown adults. So
that's I've how had I... the same. I laugh. I've had the same phone number since I got one.
I have to. All right, so let's finish up our picks, and then we'll fall back and let GSP
see if he can beat Dissolving's record.
I don't think that's going to be much of an issue because that was absolutely horrific.
This would be the week to do it, though, because you could feasibly do it.
Just complete dog water.
Ted took Wake Forest. Vegeta took Wake Forest. Cowboy, who you got?
Wake Forest.
Cowboy. God, dog, it's the second time I've done it. Cowboy has Wake Forest, the Deacons. Kickler. Knots, actually, he took Wake Forest as well.
All right, I'm back.
So GSP, we didn't know you left.
I took Wake Forest.
Didn't know either for a second.
Beard, who you got?
I also took Wake Forest.
Beard took Wake Forest. And Canes also took Wake Forest. So, because you already wrote it in.
It's all under with a bunch of
Well, since you like to remix your voice, and we only heard like bits and pieces of that, you were the only person that took yourself by 20. Everybody else took Wake Forest.
Yeah, I got Wake Forest ranked ahead of me on my on the coaches poll. I got Wake Forest at 10, and I got us at 14. But we're beating them by 20. We lost the last three, but huh?
I said, but we're beating them by 20.
But like we gotta bounce back, man. It's fucking do or die at this point. Three loss. I can't do four.
I can't do that.
They're gonna be protesting to bring JoJo back.
Oh God.
Good luck. If you can fucking find him. It took me
Yes.
to figure out where the hell he went.
Where is he?
He's in North Carolina. He's still there, but he bounces around apparently.
North Carolina is a big state.
Yeah, that's a big old state.
Him and Chris are still together, aren't they?
Yeah.
We assume. Yeah. Do you know that for sure?
Yeah, we assume. That's it. That's all we know. That moves us to game of the week, Friday, 7:30. You got North Dakota State at Arizona State. Ted took North Dakota State. Vegeta took North Dakota State. Kickler obviously took North Dakota State. Cowboy, who you got?
This one I struggled with.
You shouldn't.
Oh, I did, because one beat me and the other one didn't.
Oh, shots fired across the bow.
My pick'em show, Arizona State.
Ka-chow.
Poor cowboy.
Oh, I hope we get to play Baylor again. Oh, I really.
Wait, we're not. I'm not making the playoffs, so that won't be till next season.
Beard, who you got?
I have the Bassan.
The Bassan.
Bassan. Here's the thing. You know, there's a guy. I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with this. He wears a purple cape and a red commander's outfit. And he's a bad dude and never dies. And his last name is Bison. So, therefore, the North Dakota State Bison are going to beat up on the Sun Devils, who are also red, but they aren't a bison.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's so much Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. All right, I quit. I'm out.
That's a classic. I'm also taking NDSU. Canes, who you got?
Arizona State.
Canes has Arizona State. GSP, who you got?
Can't pick against yourself.
I'm a rock with Arizona.
I hear you.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
You won't do it.
All right, GSP, I'm going to rattle some games off for you to pick for me real quick, and I'll get them put in. App State, Texas Tech, who you got?
I got Crap State.
Cash App State.
Yeah, or Venmo State, one or the other. You got Baylor and Fresno State.
Fresno State.
You got Army and Maryland.
Army.
UCF and ULL.
I got to go with Central Florida.
Good choice.
After last week.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
Rutgers and Cincinnati.
I pick Rutgers.
Rutgers and San Diego or the Furry Beaver of Oregon State?
We're going with the Furry Beavers.
Anybody likes Furry Beavers?
Then you got
not too furry, but furry.
Yeah, just a little.
Right.
Just enough. Northwestern or UTSA?
San Antonio.
I love how you have to be difficult and not just say UTSA.
And then I say a lot faster than UTSA, like
the acronym kills me. And then you got, of course, the Chanticleers by 20 and Arizona State, which are not bad because Dissolve last week. Let's review Dissolve's picks. He picked Cincinnati over Wake Forest, which he lost. Then he picked Oregon State over UTSA, which he lost. Then he picked Fresno over North Dakota, which he lost. Then he picked Baylor over ASU, which he lost. Then he picked UCF, which he won. He won UCF, Texas Tech, and App State. And then he lost San Diego State. And then he lost the ULL, which he wasn't alone there. I picked there too. So
it don't sound like I can.
No, you.
It don't.
Yes, you're good. You're good.
I should be golden, right?
Yeah, he went 3-6. So you should be. Yeah, I see. You at least got 4. In my opinion, you got a minimum of 4, so you don't have nothing to worry about there.
It's nice that the bar is so damn low.
Exactly. I told him that mid podcast, and so did Canes and a couple other guys. They were like, "This is terrible. Like, why are you doing this?" C Web went 4-5. What week is this? Week 3. C Web was 4-5 in week 3. Dissolve was 3-6 in week 5, so we got GSP this week. Good. We need to start getting a guest picker in pretty much every week and try to keep a running tally.
Yeah, since somebody wants to show up.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly. And then have an in-game playoff. Let them get in on our playoff pick'ems and stuff toward the end. And so you feeling pretty good about your game this week, GSP?
Yes and no. After you go 3 weeks of straight losses, you know, you kind of get discouraged. The locker room gets discouraged. But I hate fucking losing. Like, I'm the worst fucking loser out there. Like,
you're not the only one, I promise. You could also be playing Baylor and be up by 3 scores. And then watch them rattle off 21 points in 3 minutes and recover an onside kick to win the game.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me if that happened to me.
So those are fun times too.
Like one week,
bitch about the same thing.
Like 1 week, you know, we play Louisiana Lafayette, ranked number 1. We give them hell for 3 quarters and then get beat in the 4th quarter. And then last week we just get spanked the entire fucking game. So, like, I don't know what team's about to fucking show up for Wake Forest, but I don't know, man. I just try to, I guess, stay optimistic with an aggressive attitude with it. I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. It's been fucking rough over here for me. But
And I'm not going to lie, it happens like that sometimes.
Especially, you didn't recruit the team. You didn't.
Yeah.
The way that we had it set up was that I was OC, he was DC. All right. I would worry about the offense. He would worry about the defense. He fucking goes ghost out of fucking nowhere, and so does she and a couple other people. Well, when I take over, I'm looking at everything. I'm like, well, what the fuck we got going on here? Like, I had, like, 2 corners and, like, 4 linebackers. Why the hell do I have 2 corners and 4 linebackers? Like, what team has a setup like this? And now I'm, like, trying to, like, reconfigure shit and
because get shit going. Because he forgot to change the dude's position before he committed.
Like, right. But it looked like a shit show whenever I got in there. So now I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm trying to put all these damn pieces to a puzzle together. And it started out good. Started out 2-0, then I got my ass beat by I forget who the fuck that was a couple weeks ago. Who was that?
Got beat by Cincinnati, ULO, and UCF.
Cincinnati. God, Cincinnati beat my ass. UCF, I mean, they're ranked 4. I mean, I figured that was supposed to happen. But then we gave ULL hell for 3 quarters. So, I don't know, man. It's like a roll of the dice with my games, it seems like.
Yeah, you have that.
I really don't even know what else to say about it, honestly.
It's been a crazy season, so.
It has. It has been.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
We were talking about that earlier, and we're talking about the rankings and stuff, and how much more difficult it's going to get because basically everybody's beaten everybody at this point except Army. Army's the only undefeated team we have, and you know, everybody's one loss, and you got a handful of two-loss teams, and then you got some teams that's got 3 and 4 losses that's beat some of the two-loss teams, and it's just getting absolutely ridiculous with the rankings. And as a coach, and you do your coaches poll and stuff, I want to ask you, what do you look at? So whenever you have a team, say you got 2 two-loss teams, do you take the time to go back and look at prior games, or do you just go off of, okay, they had a big win and this other team didn't have such a big win, so what have you done for me lately kind of deal? Or
no, I didn't tell you his shit was all fucked up.
Oh,
well, shit was not fucked up. God damn it. I wrote it down on a piece of paper just in case if it was fucked. Like, stop, man.
But how do you go about looking into that and divulging into
that? So like, I don't know how many people know this, but like, I work at a prison, so like, I'm working like I work a lot of hours,
yeah,
and shit like that, and it takes time to rest and shit like that in between shifts. So like, there's a lot of stuff like I don't catch. Like, I didn't catch the Army game the other night, so I had to go on the website. Sorry,
you didn't miss much.
That's not what it looked like from the score. But what I did last night, though, when I was going back and I was looking through things, I went on the website and I found out who was 5-0, who was 4-1, who was 3-2, and all that shit. I mean, I can't put 2-2 ahead or 2-3 ahead of 3-2. So, like, I pretty much just broke it down like that. But then when I'm looking at it, I'm looking like the streaks, you know? One of them's on a 2-loss streak and the other's on a 1-loss streak. Like, how do I put a 2-loss streak in front of a 1-loss streak?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of did it based off of that and also who they had lost to. Clicked on each team, and I kind of went back through and did a little bit of homework on that. But that's basically how I put my shit together. And I wasn't biased on there either whenever I did mine, you know, even though I lost to number 1 and number 4. You know, I still put myself almost – out of the top 15, you know, I put myself a 14.
Yeah.
That's basically how I did it. And I figured that was about the most fair approach that I could do with missing some of the shit.
It makes sense. And that's what I guess my main question is. Cause I like playing devil's advocate cause I don't have a vote in the coaches thing. That's just, you know, obviously head coaches, but, I like picking all the coaches' brains that we have on here, and because I do it with Canes and Beard and everybody else, and just to see how you actually look at it. I know from past experiences, a lot of it is like Beard said, you know, what have you done for me lately? Obviously, they beat the number one team 66-6, and they're still undefeated. So, guaranteed number one spot, you know, shouldn't be any question there. But as the season progresses and more people beat, you know, this person, lose to that person, but they have common opponents and stuff, and the amount of stuff that they're going to have to look into. I think this year, more so than any year, is with ranking is going to get really difficult come week 9, 10, and 11.
Closer to playoffs.
We have 11 regular season games?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, when it comes week 9, 10, or 11, like I said, unless Army stays undefeated, I just see it just gets even more jumbled for y'all than it already is.
Well, as long as Justin keeps going and getting his beard oiled and everything like he did last week, he posted in the coach's lounge.
Oh, no. He went and got his head buffed. That's what he got.
He went in there looking raggedy as shit in the chin, man. And then he posted on Snapchat looking like a Dapper Dan, like, and then put up 66 points. So
he got the beard oil, the trim, and then they busted out the sander with the buffing wheel on it and buffed that head up for him.
Another point.
Yeah, it finally gave that beard a brush for the first time in a month.
I got another appointment Tuesday morning.
Yeah, see? He's going to keep up the tradition.
Watch out, Maryland. Y'all got a bad day coming.
What are y'all?
It's funny, though. I've never seen anybody in the Army with a beard like that.
That's because I'm not in the Army anymore.
Yeah, because you can't have it.
I got medically discharged.
No, that's a hell of a shaving profile, man.
Yeah. I'm a Ranger, bro. Rangers do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, isn't it Rangers and fellas, SEALs do whatever?
Well, fellas, I got to cut this short, though. I got to clock in here in just a second.
Go get clocked in.
I'm here again sometime in the future. But it was fun to hang out with y'all for a minute.
All right, buddy. We appreciate
you. Take it easy, man.
So, all right, y'all have a great night.
Later.
See you, man.
Yeah, isn't it Rangers and SEALs that can pretty much wear their hair and facial hair and do whatever they want?
Special forces and stuff.
Yeah, SF. Yeah.
That's who I deployed with.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying I was by any stretch of the imagination special forces. I just deployed with them.
No, I'm too big of a pussy compared to them.
Yeah. I deployed with a Ranger bat.
Where'd you go?
Afghanistan.
No shit. You were in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude. How long were you over there?
A year.
Damn.
I was the first at the time I was in the Guard, first National Guard unit to fire MLRS rockets overseas effectively and kill enemy combatants.
That's crazy.
So technically my KD is 4.
You actually have a legit KD. That's pretty sweet, not gonna lie. Yeah, the only other person I know of is my cousin. He went out to Afghanistan twice and Iraq once. He's still in, that crazy joker. Yeah, that's crazy. I know we're getting off subject, and I'll touch on it whenever we actually end the podcast. Because I got some other questions I want to ask. But y'all want to hit on anything else before we get out of here, call it a night?
What did you have to hit on?
It was just about the rankings and stuff, about how
conspiracy theories.
It's not a conspiracy theory, jackass. That's strictly the AI, which is 100%. I know it pisses Kickler off every time I bring it up, but
it's 100% against y'all.
Oh, facts.
No, it picks one team a season, and y'all are there this season.
I don't think it, and you weren't on here last week, so I'm going to get your opinion on it too. I used you because you actually brought something, you know, up during the conversation, during our chats on the side and stuff. No, I don't think it's just strictly for NDSU. I think I've seen it more so this year than I have in other seasons. But my whole argument was that we've manipulated the code in the game so much that it's kind of changed up how the AI does and how it works.
I think I don't necessarily think it's changed anything fundamentally. I think the game, the way the game works is the game wants close games anyway. So when you get way out ahead super early, I'm talking like first quarter early, it tries to bring the other team back. And we're just not used to there being teams that are good enough to come back and stay back, because it never really fully switches the team that was up big back to their original plan. So once it switches you off of that, I think that's the issue.
I got you. That makes sense. That's a better argument than what Rick was giving me. No, that's not what it does. I'm just like, but we did talk about yesterday. I also think that, like I said, this is strictly my opinion, and I've talked to Kickler about it on the side a little bit, whatever. I also don't think it was meant for CPU versus CPU. Like, I think when it plays that game, I don't know. I think it's because we're so used to playing the game ourselves You got player versus computer or player versus player.
Well, then I'll start picking up the controller.
Well, I mean, you already do that, especially when ASU plays. You start using those user catches and stuff.
Yeah, then I would still be undefeated.
No, and like I said, I'm not, you know, I was obviously talking junk to Cowboy about it, but it was just a thought, you know, because you've seen it a lot more this year than I think in the past. But like Beard said, a lot of the teams are better than they used to be, as seen from the rankings and the polls and stuff, you know. This time of year, this time of year, in the past couple of seasons, we had three or four or five teams that were undefeated, you know, blowing people out. You got one left, and it's what, week six? Going in week six, we got one undefeated team left.
Yeah, so, I think this is this the earliest we've ever not had, or we've only had one undefeated team?
I would put my money on it, but like we'd have to go back and look.
Let's see.
Because I know App State, ASU, and us were
undefeated. No, you were undefeated. Well, you were undefeated through week five last year. Beard.
Well, how many other teams were undefeated with it?
It was me and Beard.
Right, but is week five the earliest we've all? Is it the earliest we've only had one? So no, just this year and last year were both.
Let's see, hold on.
No, there was two of them. It was ASU and you last year, so there was two last year at this time.
Yeah, but
the year before that, it was me and UTSA week five.
So week five is about seems to be about the point where there's only one left.
Yeah.
I don't have past that. I have to go and pull some historical stats.
Historical.
That's right.
No, but I also – what I was talking about earlier is just how the poll is voted on, how the coaches vote on the poll, and if they actually take in, especially when you get toward the end of the season, the stuff you do, the strength of schedule, the strength of record, points scored, points against, you know, all those kind of things that factor in, especially when you got, you know, team 4, 5, 6, and 7 who've all beaten and lost to each other in one form or way of another, which the only way you can actually go back and rank them, in my opinion, would be go off of strength of schedule, strength of record, you know, point score, you know, actually take a little bit of time and do some, you know, write it out and get the team where they deserve to be, and not just putting them in there saying, oh, well, they won last week, so I'm going to rank them at 4 and put this team, you know. That was just my other tidbit.
Yeah, I think the, like we talked about earlier, this is the part of the season where it actually gets tough to rank teams, because now you're running people, you're running into those, what I call the love triangles of defeat.
Yes.
Where I've beat you, you've beat me, and somebody else has beat one of us, and one of, you know, it's just a never-ending circle.
Exactly.
So it's going to be interesting to see.
It is.
Number one seems to be cursed, so I don't know if I really want it for that long.
Well, it usually is. It usually is.
Welcome to it.
It's my first time. First time here. long time listener, first time caller.
It's usually a pretty bad spot to be in. But
when was the last time number one won at all?
Never?
I don't think they ever have they? Another.
Well, because they usually lose in the conference championship.
Yeah, usually.
Still haven't had a conference champion win it, so.
Yeah. Which is a double conundrum. You don't really want to be number one or a conference champion.
No.
Or undefeated.
Yeah, there's no good way to go about this. I think I'm gonna tank this week.
That's what I'm gonna say. You need to drop a game.
I mean, I'm already almost there. I went with a new book this week.
Well, I was surprised you did.
I think you should have told me that before you picked. But I might have taken Maryland.
<Y'all
Oh, anyway. All right. Well, that's all I got. I hope everybody likes the show. Hope everybody listens. And if anybody else is doing a podcast, let us know. Message Canes. Let him know. Message me. Message Beard. Message any of them. We'll bring them all. Cool.
Messaging me might not be a good choice.
It depends on when you message me.
Well, all up in them DMs.
That was nice of somebody last week.
That's a surprise. Usually you're an absolute jackwagon to everybody that DMs.
I know. Even Giggler was like, you were actually nice.
When everybody's surprised.
Everybody literally is. Usually it's like, hey, what do I do with these?
No!
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking stupid or something?
No, I messaged Dylan earlier I messaged all the coaches that hadn't done their coaches poll yet. And he messaged back, I'm driving back from Texas. I'll have it done tonight. And my exact response, like I had to go back and tell him, I was like, I wasn't being a dick. But my exact response was, we did the podcast in about 2 hours. So if it's not done by then don't worry about it. We already have the stuff out. And I was like, don't take that the wrong way either. I know it kind of sounds like I'm being a dick, but I'm not.
But I am.
But I am. It's just
I'm
it's
not.
Just,
but I
really wasn't. I just didn't have no other way to word it.
It's just how I talk. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to talk in anything but jerk.
Oh, all right. Well, it was a good one. Appreciate everybody who listens, and we'll see y'all next week. Of you. Six of us.